she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
I'm finally here.
Yes, we missed you last week. You were sick.
I missed you, too. My Uncle Don called and said, you were noticeably absent on the radio show. What's going on? I'm sick.
Aw. Well, we're glad you're doing better.
Thank you.
JP, a.k.a. Snuggles, holding it down.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, snuggle weather.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, Fixing to be.
Definitely snuggle weather. And I'm Sybil. Welcome. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls at 877-881-1053 and your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And Autoflex is open. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can get an actual black book appraisal of your trade-in if you would like, simply by clicking on What's My Trade Worth? You'll really get a black book appraisal. You won't get a questionnaire wanting all your information saying someone will call you. It's actually automated, and it works pretty good.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
Coming up at 9:45, we'll get into the company that GM is deciding to invest $500 million in. But first, CES has been going on, the Consumer Electronics Show. That happened in Vegas all weekend, and here's some key things that we think need to get a little bit of attention.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. There's a couple of things that they showed at CES, at the Computer Electronics Show, that could, in fact, revolutionize the automotive business and change our lives a little bit. So I thought we could talk about a few of them. First one is Gracenote, a company based out of California, and it's originally known for its metadata that it transfers digitally, so when a car is rolling down the line being manufactured, they can actually use this, their program, Gracenote, to update the software in the car. So they can load the software in the car as it's being assembled. Well, now they're coming out with a different format that will actually change the sound system in the car to meet the music that you're listening to. So if you're listening to a song that needs a lot of bass, it'll ramp the bass up automatically. If it needs a lot of treble or if it's voices it's trying, it'll do all of that automatically. And it works as well with CDs as it does with MP3s or broadcast radio. So that's a big thing. It means that your car would have a built-in equalizer that would automatically adjust to each song it played. That's some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Quantergy, another really revolutionary thing. They specialize in LIDAR, and that's a combination of light and radar, and it's what a lot of the manufacturers are starting to go to in order to build these cars that avoid lane change without notification, the front warning system that you're getting too close to something, automatic braking and things. Well, LIDAR has always required that there be like a spinning disc that light would fly through, and then it would go out and strike something and come back, and you could measure the distance that way. But this has no moving parts. It's a LIDAR that works without anything that moves, and the moving parts are what made the other system sort of a pain, and you had parts that could wear out. This is LIDAR with no moving parts, which means that they've partnered with people like Mercedes-Benz and Delphi because they are the ones that are in the very forefront of the automated driving. So the LIDAR from Quantergy is a pretty cool thing. Movmento. Interesting deal. Michigan company, another company that does software updates. This company, Movmento, is learning how to retrofit cars for software updates. So a plug-in to your car would allow the manufacturer to update the software in your car without you taking it into the dealer. Now, how valuable would have that been to people like Jeep when they had the Jeeps that they had to fix the hacking problem on? They could have actually fixed all those cars without the owners bringing it in.
Ford just sent me a little thing to plug in and update my software myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
is that what that is? Or
no.
Is it done like over the cloud?
Over the cloud. It's automated.
Okay. Cool.
Venly. Venly is a company, you know, we're connecting cars to the telephone. We're connecting cars to the internet. Venly wants to connect cars to your home. So they've come up with a device, along with Cox Automotive and Samsung, that when you drive up to your house, the lights come on, The furnace comes on if it's cold.
Yeah.
It turns off the alarm system for you. All of that because your car will be connected to your home.
Does it start dinner?
I don't know. If you got a Samsung appliance, it can.
Hey.
It works with Samsung appliances.
You just have to have the food in the
oven, and it could turn it on for you. Yeah. And Vinley is based out of Dallas.
It is.
It's got a little local tie-in,
too. It is a Dallas company. So that's going to be really, really interesting because the further we get along in this automation system, more people will be connected to everything around them. And finally, the one I sort of really liked was Rinspeed. Rinspeed is a company out of Switzerland, and the designer is named Frank Rindernecht. I love that. Rindernecht.
Rindernecht.
Anyway, he has produced an automobile for the CES, and it is called the Etos, and it is sort of a crazy, crazy kind of a car. Let me tell you how crazy. It's got a landing pad for a drone on the roof of the car. Yeah. Steering wheel retracts in case the driver wants to read the newspaper.
Now, that makes no sense. You know why?
Oh, it's fully automated.
You got a drone. You don't read any newspaper. You use your iPad.
That is true. Anyway, all
maybe
the
they wanted to have a snack. Maybe it retracts so they can put out their little tray and have a little lunch.
Yeah, they could. Hey, let me tell you, the really cool thing I thought was the display system in here. There's twin curved 21.5-inch video screens with high def video.
Yeah.
Which sort of make the navigation tablet in a Tesla look sort of tiny.
Right.
You know?
And what do you need those for again?
That's infotainment.
I think that's really for reading the paper.
Map. That's all of the, everything you want to do electronically, you got twin 21.5-inch screens. That's big.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Yeah, that is cool. If you want to see
retractable steering wheels, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say pictures of it are at autoflex.com. Just click on the Facebook page.
Exactly.
What were you going to say?
I'm ready for all these autonomous cars.
Me too.
I'm ready for all of them to, because if going back several shows, if we have to put in all the rules about how to drive properly, then I think there won't be any more of these mistakes, the texting while driving, which we'll be talking about later. We have more cities opting out of the texting and using your cell phone. The more cities are banning this use. I'd certainly like to hear, what city are you in and do they have the ban? And I don't really mean that. Never mind. I didn't ask what city you were. But do they have the ban and what do you guys think about it?
We'll get into that. Yeah, 9:30. But also at CES this week, there are some new technological advances for trucks and buses.
Well, you know, trucks and buses are one of the most dangerous things on the road for pedestrians and bicycles. And the reason is they're so long. So there are these large blind spots when the truck or the bus turns right or left that the body of the truck or bus can rake over people. And so now there's some new technology coming out that's going to provide, and it's coming from Mobileye, which Mobileye works with Mercedes on their automated stuff also, which is going to provide sensors for the sides of the vehicles so that the drivers can tell if they're about to run over a pedestrian or a bicycle.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. So it's a really, really cool thing. And the Department of Transportation is actually pairing up with them on this. And they've created what's called a Smart City Challenge. They're going to choose one city in the United States and invest $40 million to connectivity so that they can improve everyone's life and make it safer for pedestrians and for bicyclists on the street.
So how do you enter the challenge? I want Dallas to be in there or Fort Worth.
There, I'll tell you, any city can enter, but you've got to have your application to the Department of Transportation by February 4th. And then sometime in March, they're going to select five finalists. They'll announce those, and then they'll have some sort of a runoff, and they'll pick the city. And any city can apply. So if the city of Dallas is listening, they can apply.
In Arlington. And while we're talking technology, the Technology of the Year finalist for 2016.
Yeah, Volkswagen's MIB2 infotainment system. And here's what's different about it. You know, if you have a car, you can usually connect your iPhone, or if a different kind of a car, you might be able to connect Apple CarPlay, different kind of a car, maybe Android. All of these vehicles, the manufacturers have sort of made deals with different companies. Volkswagen has sort of crossed over all the boundaries. And in their new MIB2 system, you can connect with Apple CarPlay, Android, iPhones, Auto, MirrorLink. All of those things will connect to the infotainment system of the new Volkswagen MIB2. It works for music. It works for navigation. In the case of an iPhone, it actually puts your iPhone face right up on the infotainment screen so you can read text. You can read text easier, although you shouldn't do that. High resolution screens, better graphics, faster processing speeds. It's one of the coolest things to come out of CES. And it's interesting because I think Volkswagen is working extra hard right now to try to recreate their market because they've been hurt really bad by the Dieselgate.
Yeah, I was going to wonder. So all this infotainment works while it's spewing out 40 times the allowed amount of pollution?
Only if it's a diesel.
Oh, okay.
Only if it's a Volkswagen, an Audi, or a Porsche.
No forgiveness.
Diesel.
Man, at the risk of sounding like an old man, all this technology is just so over my head.
It's
like,
really
I don't know how to use any of it. I don't know what any of it is when you say the name.
Sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher talking.
Yes, exactly. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number is 877-881-1053, or you can send us AutoFlex Leasing fan texts if you're not driving at 43733. And AutoFlex is open today. What are those phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As I'm going through these AutoFlex Leasing fan texts, notice that we have a gentleman that refers to himself as Tesla Man.
Tesla Man!
I like that. I can see he's got a big T on his shirt. And
yeah.
He's got a tape. Anyway, I wonder if he leased it from us because we lease probably more Teslas than anyone else in the country.
And then like a lightning bolt.
Yeah. And it's all electric.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And his theme song is Splash.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Just tuned in, but please discuss the laser headlights that are unmatched as they project approximately 4,000 feet ahead. Those are, BMW has those. I think Audi does on their Highlines and on some BMW motorcycles. They're putting the laser headlamps on them now. They have an illumination power about 1,000 times greater than an LED, which gives them tremendous illumination, but they won't knock your eye out. You can't put your eye out with one.
It the won't system blind is, the driver it won't, the car ahead of you.
Yeah, or the car approaching you. Yeah,
or an airplane.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, sometimes those LED lights look like your brights are on.
Yes.
They look like high beams when you're going toward that car. So these won't do that to you?
No.
Oh, well, that's good.
And they give you tremendous illumination. So you can find out about those online. And I think if you looked on our Facebook page back a couple of weeks, we have a story on that also.
I'm curious to know how laser works in fog like it was yesterday.
Good question.
Could barely see.
Yeah.
Very low visibility. It got foggier and foggier, it seemed, as the morning went on, and then it finally burned off. Anyway, I'd like to know how that works in fog.
Yeah, so if you have those lights and you drove around yesterday, give us a shout. 877-881-1053. Or you can fan text it to us.
Okay, we discussed Volkswagen and the Dieselgate cheating scandal earlier today and on several shows in the past. And we talked about what was going to be the most expensive thing, and now it's happened. The United States government's Environmental Protection Agency has sued Volkswagen for polluting. It could cost them up to $18 billion in fines, just billion. That's right, billion in fines.
Put your pinky up to your tooth.
Up to $37,500 per vehicle. Wow. One time, each vehicle, a single violation. It's huge. It ups the ante significantly. Yeah, that's a good point.
Won't they have to buy back all these cars from the customers?
Well, and so they may. They announced this week that they may buy back 115,000 of the older diesels because there's probably not an effective fix for those. So they'll either have to buy those back from the customers or offer the customer another Volkswagen at a tremendously reduced price.
I think they're going to... Here's what I see. What if you have this older Volkswagen that you've been driving for a long time and you don't have a lot of money? Or maybe your credit's kind of hurting.
Yeah.
And so it's not so easy for you to go replace that car, right? You don't want to have to deal with that until this one dies.
Mm-hmm.
And then this company has to take it, you know, buy it back from you. They give you money, and I guess that would then allow you to... Never mind.
Yeah, if they buy it back from you, it would. But if you look at the biggest fines that have ever been levied in the United States, Toyota, for their unexplained acceleration, they paid a $1.2 billion fine. That's been the biggest in history so far.
Did that actually go back to the consumers whose values were affected by those cars? By all the...
I'm not sure. We just didn't keep all the money in our government. I don't know. I don't know the answer. One of our fan texters, I'm sure, does know the answer. If anyone received any money out of the Toyota settlement, certainly there are people that are listening right now that should have, please let us know. You can text in to 43733.
I'd like to know how that all goes down. I mean, where does the money go? Do people get it back so that whenever they go try to trade their car that has been affected by this horrible news and
yeah, I don't know
what's going on, do they have to take the hit or not?
General Motors was fined, or General Motors actually set aside $595 million last year for legal fees having to do with their ignition switch problem. And that money actually will go back to the people affected because that's how they're going to settle those lawsuits. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, for fog, the BMW headlights tilt down. Same on the Toyota Tundra. There you go.
Oh, that's how they work in the fog.
We have the most intelligent listeners.
We do.
Okay, so Autoflex, this is a leasing, good question.
Go ahead.
No, you.
With the Dieselgate problem, does one particular person get the blame or does it fall on people that are company-wide? Okay, one of the things that's happened is over 50 employees now from Volkswagen in Germany have come forward with information. They issued an amnesty for any employee that wanted to come forward and tell what they knew, and they've got 50 of them singing right now. So we'll see actually who takes the blame. Up until now,
it was a few rogue employees.
Right, the president resigned, and some of their design people with Audi, their head engineer with Audi resigned. A lot of people have resigned over this. But nobody really has been prosecuted. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now that they have 50 songbirds working there at Volkswagen.
The complaint we were just talking about, filed by the Department of Justice against Volkswagen, says that the cars included are the Jetta, Beetle, Golf, and Passat models from 2009 to 2015. And then even some Audi and Porsche models
are
included.
2.0 turbo diesel and the 3.0 turbo diesel.
So how do you
cars
know?
Cars right up to 2015, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know if your car is one of the ones affected?
If you're driving a 2.0 turbo diesel or a 3.0 turbo diesel, I believe it's affected.
Wow.
It was all of them from 2009 on.
So call your dealer
or
go up there with your car.
And again, if it's one of the older ones, they don't really have a good fix for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other interesting thing. We talked about this briefly earlier on another show, but if you're in Europe or if you're in Asia, Volkswagen can actually fix the problem. Because their standards are not as high for air pollution as our standards are. But the U.S. EPA standards are much higher, which is why Volkswagen may have to buy 115,000 cars back, because they just can't efficiently fix those cars cost effectively.
Right. And you mentioned that they are going to be buying some, or might buy back some of the cars.
115,000 of them,
yeah.
The older ones. All right, one more story in that same area, I guess. Another Tesla S has burned to the ground. This one happened in Norway. It was plugged into one of the supercharger stations. The guy plugged his Tesla in. He left it for a while to recharge. When he came back, it was burning to the ground. So the fire department shows up, but they can't put water on it.
Nope.
Because water won't really put out lithium ion batteries that are in flames. So they have to use a special foam. So they foamed it. And if you want to see what it looks like, you can go to our Facebook page and click on it. It burned it to the ground. There is nothing. It's like a puddle of metal, basically. It's all that's left.
Yowza.
That's a pretty hot fire then, right?
Yeah, it's a really hot fire. And they don't really know why this one caught fire. You remember the ones that caught fire in the United States, they blamed it on something puncturing the battery case from the bottom, like refuse off the road. So they retrofitted a shield under those cars, but that really wasn't a recall. So I don't know if all of the cars have the shield or not. You got it if you asked for it.
They don't know if this one had the shield because it's gone if it did.
It may be all in one big hunk of metal,
terrible. All melted. One of our Autoflex Leasing fan texters says, how are they re-inspecting the cars that were infected? Affected.
The Volkswagens?
Yeah.
They're not because they already know that the system does what it does. Here's how it works. If you take your car in to have the inspection done, the state inspection, and they check the exhaust, when they plug it into the machine, there's a defeat device that goes into effect that really, really cleans out the exhaust. So your car tests out fine. As soon as you unplug it, that system shuts off, and your car pollutes at up to 40 times the allowed amount.
Well, then they just need a plug, a permanent plug to stick in those cars, apparently.
Cork it up.
If you do that.
Oh, no, that's the cheat. Never mind.
If you,
I don't know.
If you do that, then they don't get near as good a gas mileage and they don't run as well.
Well, that.
Aha.
It's a catch 22.
Yes.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter, David asked the question, how much money did you get back from Toyota? Or maybe Tammy asked that, but this person says, yeah, they got a $5 check. Wow.
That's not.
$1.2 billion.
Did
they
say don't
check.
Spend it all in one place? Didn't they put that in the memo?
Right. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the newest DFW city to ban texting while driving. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, if you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, call Autoflex. They've got two locations right here in the Metroplex. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Save Money Mondays. It's coming on Monday. Every week, we send cars to auction that we need to sell. We know we're going to get wholesale for them when we sell them at auction. So we reduce them in price and we offer them to the public one day, Monday. We call it Save Money Mondays. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car, truck, van, SUV, CUV, look at autoflex.com, click on the manager specials, or stop by one of the locations, I-20 right by Cooper, or in Richardson on Central Expressway between Beltline and Spring Valley. We'll have probably 200 cars or so for you to look at. And you can make a really, really good choice. And if you want one of the Save Money Monday cars, you'll save some money. You can buy that car, you can lease that car, or you can flex buy that car. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, Snuggles, did you hear Tammy just said, mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Sorry.
Oh, man. That's his favorite thing whenever we do that, Tammy, is when we go, mm-hmm.
Well, I think I've just picked it up from you.
Yeah. It's like contagious.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So everybody try to work that in at some point today when you're talking to somebody. Try to say, mm-hmm.
Oh, but I actually put a meme up at work thinking of you the other day. I found a cat in a tie, and it says, get back to work. Right? Meow.
Hey!
Right? Meow.
I almost sent that to you, and I thought, no, I'm bothered
okay.
with this goofiness.
Love that. So here is the message from the mayor of Little Elm. If you're in town, put the phone down.
Whoop. Hey,
while you're driving.
That rhymed.
So Little Elm is the latest city in Texas to ban text and drive at the same time. Now, here's what else they've banned. They've banned talking or holding a phone while you're driving, period.
And guess what else? You can't even pick it up at the red light.
No. Red lights are part of it.
Yep.
Sybil, how many years has it been since you've seen a light turn green?
Oh, my gosh. Quite a few.
So what does this mean? I can't, like, what if,
no.
What if I have my iPad and I want to change, I want to go to another song?
No. Nope.
Yeah.
No handheld device at all while you're driving the car. You can't hold your phone. You can't look at your GPS. You can't talk. You can't text. You can't game. You can't do anything with your phone while you're driving if it's handheld. Now, if you've got Bluetooth wireless and you can talk to the car and it'll talk back, that's all fine and good if your conversations can go through the car. But if they see you with a phone in your hand, they are going to ticket you. Now, they're giving everyone a bit of a break until March 1st. After March 1st, if they catch you, it's $250 for the first time and up to $500 if you do it and get caught three times. $500.
$500.
That's enough to make you put down the phone.
And right. That's not the total. That's for the third time. So yeah. $250, $255. $1,000.
Brother got bills, Tammy.
Well, that's right. Yeah,
seriously. Apparently, so does the city of Little Elm.
Yes. And they may have solved a way to collect for some of
sure
them.
They sure did. They will get some money because we can't put them down, can we?
No.
We can't.
Well, and sometimes it's not just texting. This guy just said on our Autoflex Leasing fan texter, how will these laws affect GPS? I work by going to houses for appointments all day, and I use the GPS in my phone. So true. Me too.
You just have to set it up Hopefully you have that wonderful Waze app, because I can't tell you how much time that'll save you whenever you're in heavy traffic. But just set it up there, you know, on your little suction cup thing on the dash or whatever, and don't touch it, right? It's the handheld part.
Oh, so it can be in your line of vision?
Well, yeah. I guess so. I mean, yeah, you're not telling us.
But you can't have it in your hand.
We just can't have it in our hand. Yes. Listen, I tested again. I tried the texting while driving. You can't do it. I had to pull over. I did need to do this with directions a couple different times this last week. And I thought, oh, I could just adjust this in my little ways. You can't. You can't.
Yeah.
You need to pull over and do that.
Well, and so they started to just ban texting. And then the city council met a couple of times and talked about it and said, you know what? If we just ban texting, people are still going to be on their phones.
They'll just fib about it.
And they're going to lie, and we'll talk about that again in a minute. But so now Little Elm joins five other cities in Texas, which ban texting, driving, or talking on the phone and driving, that kind of thing. One of the other cities in our area, Denton.
Yeah, and Arlington.
And Arlington, exactly. In fact, if you look for the cities in our area, it's Arlington, Denton, Farmers Branch, Grand Prairie, Rowlett, and now Little Elm. By golly. So, and that's in our area. So if, now in the Little Elm case, if you want to, you can pull over. If you're pulled over and stopped, you can do whatever you need to do if you're parked, but you got to be parked somewhere. In Denton, they banned texting and driving also, and they have started enforcing it, but it's a little strange the way they're doing it. If you're on Highway 35, they don't enforce it. So, I'm not sure how you're safer texting and driving 70 miles an hour than you are texting and driving 30.
I think the problem is that just being on 35 is already life-threatening, and they think anybody else is not foolish enough to add to that.
Oh, they could be so wrong.
Experience.
So Denton law exclusively bans texting, emailing, handheld GPS use, and that's what they look for. There's some pushback from the citizenry, by the way, because they say, how can the police use their computers and stuff when they drive then?
Exactly. I don't know. I'm not going to worry about everybody else. Okay, just mind the rules.
So
don't worry. Don't start, what about them? What about, that's deflecting. Just do it.
In talking to the police say they take special training
And
learn how to multitask safely.
Well, and here's another sign. Stay away from them.
Yeah.
Because you already know they've got all this technology in the car, so it is possible they're distracted. So, you know, pay attention. And if you're paying attention rather than having your face down with the phone, then you'll see other things that are going on and you'll avoid more accidents. Trust me, I have can't tell you how many times I have avoided being hit by somebody who ran a light.
Autoflex leasing fan text. I've heard, don't know if it's true, but truckers and companies that they work for get several $1,000 fines for texting and driving. That is absolutely true. And if you were a trucker, you know this. It has been against the law for truckers to text and drive for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So that is nothing new, and you are fined a lot. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, Denton's a walk around town. Most people don't walk on the highway. Well, there's a good point there.
That's true. So what are the cities again? Arlington, Denton, now Little Elm, Rowlett.
Farmers Branch, Grand Prairie.
Okay, so that's where you cannot have your phone in your hand while you're driving. But you can have it on the dashboard.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and Austin has got the same kind of ban that Little Elm does. You cannot have your hand in your phone at all.
Or
they will pull you over.
Your hand in your
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, whatever.
David's car will read. Yeah, his car, your car, does it read a text?
Yeah, it reads text.
And can you verbally send a text? Like,
You're supposed to be able to, but you can't. Part of that wonderful infotainment system. I can't.
The Lexus specialist.
Yes,
can.
Maybe they can. I don't know. So here's the biggest problem. You wonder why all the cities haven't banned texting and why the state hasn't done it. Because there's only six states in the United States that you can text legally, and Texas is one of them. Part of the problem is if you look at crash data and the causes of crash, guess how they find out what caused a crash?
They ask them.
Guess how many people tell the truth and go,
zero.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was texting and that's why it happened.
Well, the one girl that ran into Chief of Police in Richardson's.
Well, yeah, but she
admitted it.
She wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
No, she was.
I'm just saying.
She did admit she was messing with her phone when she jumped the curb and ran into one car and smashed it into the chief of police's car.
Whoops.
Yeah.
So.
In Richardson.
Here's the problem. If you look at the data, all the research, there is no evidence that banning texting eliminates the crashes that result from distracted driving, because people lie when they're asked about what caused the wreck. Now, does it Common sense tells you it does. But common sense has nothing to do with government.
That's true.
I'm just telling you. So if you look at the evidence, and you can, again, you can go to Autoflex's Facebook page and see all of this. If you look at the evidence, you can see why the state has not banned texting. If you use common sense, you go, why haven't they done this? Because people, in fact, do have accidents that they wouldn't have because they're texting.
I'm really curious to know how people... What do you really think? Because I know you utilize your phone. So this is not a beat up Sybil thing, but what do you really think about it? Do you feel like it's not safe and that you shouldn't do it? Or do you feel like you can do it just fine?
I mean, I personally have said this a million times, but I use my phone while I'm in the car. And it's not, I'm not necessarily texting, although I have. But I'm usually like scrolling for music, like Snuggle said, or I'm using my GPS, like our fan texter said. And I use my phone. It's a computer. I mean, I use it for a million things. And I have a really long commute, so I multitask my entire drive to work, especially once I see brake lights come on in front of me. So, yeah, I mean, I'll personally just won't go to a little home.
Well, there you have it.
Unless I
that
have
fixes
to.
It.
Or have somebody else drive.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, Sib. When you're on the road, would you call me and let me know so I can make sure I'm not?
No,
that's
listen.
The first thing.
It's not just Sybil, though, Dave. There's a load of them out there, and most of them are under 30. You know, I truly believe anybody over 30 certainly can't be doing multiple things in the car because I can't.
Yes, I'm definitely under 30, way under 30.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying anybody under 30 should or could.
What's happening to
at all.
Nose,
I'm just saying you might be a little quicker on the uptake than most of us. But listen, this is exactly why I want those self-driving cars as soon as possible because people aren't going to stop. Multitasking.
Okay, now we've got the gates have opened on the Autoflex Leasing fan text. Driven and texted while working for the last 12 years. Never been in any accident. It depends on the person. The reality is 3 out of 10 drivers shouldn't have a driver's
well,
license.
That's true.
Just like guns.
Yes. Ah, preach, okay. My friend. Preach.
I did commit somewhat of a road rage.
Oh, what'd you do?
This past week. I'm just admitting it.
Come clean.
Gave my opinion to somebody who was holding up progress on 75 because he was texting in his big white Range Rover.
Well, what do you mean?
Going about 45 because we had to pass him, you know, and we were stuck. It's, you know, it gets a mess right there by the Plano Parkway exit and George Bush and 50. It's just a cluster, right? And then you got this Yahoo that should be on the service road. Honestly, he's not going fast enough. And so he's holding all of us up, and we can't get around because the people in the next lane are... So we finally eat one at a time. We get around him. When I see he's got that phone, I honked my horn. Oh, and I didn't toot it. It was one of those. Those kind of honks. And then I swerved kind of back in. You know, I cut back over into the lane rather close.
Yeah, aggressively.
That was
a
rant.
Then I felt horrible.
That was a rant. That was a rant.
I'm just telling you, I'm in confession.
Yeah. But
I'm not going to do it again.
It didn't make you feel better?
No.
Oh.
I was angry, and being angry didn't make me feel better. And then I was no better.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Was driving on 35E a while back and think the guy was texting in front of me because he ran directly into the median head on. Happened 15 yards from me. Yeah, probably.
Did you laugh? Did you laugh
think?
At him?
Yeah.
It'd be hard not to laugh.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, I think it's funny watching a cop pull someone over after they've been following them for miles searching their driver info on the laptop. Not safe.
I know, it isn't. And Autoflex Leasing fan texter, Tammy, don't start your new year that way. Leave idiots. I agree. I will leave the idiots alone, and I'm sorry, and I'm apologizing to the guy in the white Range Rover if you even... noticed me. You probably never saw me.
Yeah, it feels good.
He was
purge.
Busy texting.
He didn't change. He didn't speed up. We all left him in the dust going our 60 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Autoflex Leasing fan text. Road rage kills more than texting and driving.
Yeah.
I am very sorry. I am very, very sorry. And I didn't
terrible.
Do anything like, I wasn't close to his car, okay? I just cut back in front of him so he would hopefully look up. That's as road rage as it got. But it was more of how I felt. I felt ragey.
Yeah.
I didn't really do much other than honk my horn and, yeah, I passed him. And then I probably would have gone up another car length.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. My mom is the worst texter and talker while driving I know. She is well over 50 and a well-known doctor to add insult to injury. We didn't out her with her name, but if you know her, you know her.
So, but yeah, my mom also does that and she's well over 50. I think it's it's one of those things where you just, if you have a short attention span, you get bored when you're driving and you reach for the phone.
Put your phone in the trunk. If you feel compelled to drive more safely, just be a better driver, pay more attention, take that thing and put it where you can't get to it. Right? David picks his up at every red light, don't you?
No.
Oh. But what if you need it? Like, what if you have to update your directions because there's construction?
Pull over.
But who has time for that? Unless
Everybody.
You plan out an hour ahead of where you're supposed to be everywhere you go. I mean, nobody has time to pull
Waze
over.
App, the Waze app, it crowdsources and changes things as you go.
We see the problem now.
What?
Clearly.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I agree, Georgia.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733, just not while you're driving. And you can also call Autoflex. They are open today at both locations. The numbers are?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com and build any car that you might be considering. Send that to us, and we'll find that exact car for you. Or if you're not sure of what car you would like and you're looking at three or four, Autoflex is the perfect place to call because, number one, we're unbiased. We don't care what kind of car you get, as long as it works really well for you. And two, we lease all makes and models. So if you wanted to drive a Toyota, a Ford, and a Mazda side by side, we'll line them up side by side for you. People actually do that all the time with us to make sure that the kids' seats fit or the dog kennels fit or their spouse fits. Whatever you need to worry about. Drive them side by side. Make a good decision.
Indeed. So we seem to have hit a hot button because locally, Little Elm just banned having your phone in your hand while you're driving your car. And somebody had texted in and said, well, what about truck drivers? Don't they have these big, severe fines? So thankfully, Dennis, who is from Florida, but he's driving through Dallas right now, is a truck driver, and he can give us some answers. Good morning, Dennis. Good morning, Dennis. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, there you are.
Okay.
Snuggles was slacking.
I didn't know if you guys wanted the information or whatever.
Yes.
The fines for the driver handheld is $2,750.
Wow.
And then $11,000 to the company. And I see it every day. You know,
really?
They won't buy a headset. You get a headset for, you know, $30-$40.
Right.
And they just, you know, I see it every day. Guys in trucks with the phone up to their ear and, you know, impeding traffic and, It's ridiculous.
You would think with an $11,000 company fine that would be the only fine they would get with that company. They wouldn't work there anymore.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, usually they're immediately fired.
Yeah.
I guess they don't care.
Well, and I mean, I think it's interesting the point he was just saying where it's $30 for a headset or $27.50.
Yes.
And that's $2,750, not $27.50.
You get a real good headset for about $100. But you can't get
right.
as cheap as like $30, $40. Yeah.
So. And to be perfectly clear, you're not driving right now.
No, sir.
Good.
All right. Dennis, thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
We have got the smartest listeners in the world.
We do. One very smart listener called me yesterday. He said he listens to the show every weekend, and he recently totaled his car, Delvin. I'm sorry that you did. He also told me about a mistake he made. He didn't get gap insurance on that other loan, so he told me he had to write a big check.
Ooh.
Because he was upside down. So that cuts into his down payment he has toward this next car, but he should be meeting with one of our fellows in Arlington this morning to get him set up for a replacement vehicle, and this time Delvin will have gap coverage, won't you?
Yeah, everyone that gets a new car should get gap coverage on it. Everyone.
You finance it.
If you pay cash for it, you don't need it. If you pay a huge down payment, you don't need it.
Probably.
But a new vehicle will lose between 20 and 30% on average of its entire value the day you take delivery of it. So just take the cost of the car and divide it by 3, and that's the third that you have lost when you drove it off the lot.
That's
Your
funny.
Insurance company owes you to replace the car, but they don't owe you to pay off your loan. That's what gap insurance does. So if you've lost $15,000 of the value of the car and somebody steals it in 3 months, then the gap insurance would pay that additional $15,000 that your insurance company won't pay because they don't owe you that.
And let me mention one more thing. On a lease, you need to make sure you're covered that way too. Now, we make sure that our leases cover you in the event of something like that, so you're not left writing a check for a deficit. You know, you might have to be responsible for your deductible. But do you know that some of the factory leases I found out, because I had a client with a daughter in another state,
don't
include it. They have to charge extra for it.
Yeah.
So if you are leasing your vehicle or buying your vehicle, you need to check out gap coverage. Find out if you need to have that.
And you can buy that from Autoflex.
Oh, yes. Golly. And it's very inexpensive insurance. So
it
don't,
is.
That's one of those deals where, you know, don't cut off your nose to spite your face. Pay the few dollars extra. So in the event of some catastrophe like that, you're not writing a check for $5,000 or something.
Yep. That's a big consideration. Okay. So here's a little inside stuff. Do you know why car dealers hate political campaigns?
Why?
Because they buy up all the television time.
Oh.
It's crazy how much television time these campaigns will buy up, especially as the election approaches, and they'll just flood states with money that buys TV time. Who buys more TV time than any other single group of people? Car dealers.
Yep.
That's where you see all their ads, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, they don't like political seasons because the politicians come in and they buy up all the ad time, and it hurts the car dealer's business. That's a little bit of inside stuff. Okay, we talked about this a little earlier. GM is investing $500 million in Lyft, L-Y-F-T, the ride-sharing service and the ride-hailing strategy that they use to drive you from where you are to home if you've had too much to drink, that
like
kind
Uber.
Of thing. The reason they're
but
investing
better.
This money is because they're all looking forward to autonomous cars where you won't have to pay a driver, where the car will just come and pick you up and take you where you want to go. That's why Google was so upset about California saying there had to be a driver in the front seat of the car or they couldn't be autonomous. That's what Google was upset about, is because it screws up the finances. If you don't have to pay a driver, it changes everything. You got no FICA, no Social Security, no insurance expense for him, that kind of thing. So if you've got a fully autonomous car, it's a huge moneymaker, and that's why Lyft and Uber are pairing up with General Motors, Ford, and some of the largest capital investment companies, Janus Capital, Rakuten out of Japan, Chinese Alibaba Group, all of these big multi-billion-dollar investment companies are investing money in these automated services to drive. One other quick note from this past week, it's sort of strange. They are looking at changing the taillight color on your car. The United States and Canada are the only two countries in the world that don't have orange taillights on their cars. And through research, they figured out that they can prevent 5.3% of all accidents by converting from a red taillight to an orange taillight. Something to look forward to.
Don't some of the older cars have orange ones?
They do, and there's no law against orange.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just we've always had red. If you go to many other countries, they don't allow red at all. They mandate orange.
Why is that?
Because they emergency lights on police vehicles are red. They don't want the confusion.
Oh.
And they say you can see orange further away at night.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, finally, Jay Leno bought a Tesla. Now, that's not amazing, but the way he bought it is amazing. When he started off on his new show, Jay Leno's Garage, he had met with Elon Musk before. He was familiar with Tesla, and he wanted to come in and film at Musk's factory to show what the automotive industry in that way had done. So he fires up in the middle of the afternoon. He fires up Elon Musk on his cell phone because they'd met before. He had his phone number. The problem was Elon Musk was in Europe, and it was the middle of the night when Leno called him, and it woke him up. And Leno didn't know what else to do. So he realized he woke him up. He realized it was the middle of the night where he was. And so he said, "Hey, man, I just called you because I want to buy one of your cars." And that's when he bought his Tesla.
I'd like to be so rich I could make $100,000.
Yes.
Goofball.
One billionaire calling another in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to buy a car.
That's what he did. He felt guilty about waking him up, so he bought a Tesla for him.
You know what I would have said? "Oh, my gosh, I didn't mean to call you. This is a wrong number."
Yeah.
I saved myself $100,000.
Here's the other thing. If he'd have been smart, he'd have leased it. He'd have called Autoflex and leased that Tesla. It wouldn't have cost him near as much money.
True that. So we were talking about how in Little Elm they've now banned holding your phone while you're driving. And I said, because Tammy and I were talking about how if you leave your car in your trunk, or gosh, I cannot get this out of my mouth today. How if you put your phone in trunk, you won't be tempted to grab it while you're driving. And I said, but if you get lost or something, you don't have time to pull over and get it out. Ain't nobody got time for that. And this guy said, well, who's got time to die?
Good point.
That's a great point.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I was told that a cop is only allowed to follow you so long before they can pull you over. Is there any truth to that? I don't believe so. I think they can follow you to the end of the world. Now, they'll run out of jurisdiction eventually. If they drive to a different city and they don't have jurisdiction, they'd have to turn you over, I think, to the other police department. But I think they can follow you forever. I don't think there's a law against that. Now, they can't chase you at a really high speed for very long in certain areas. They do have limits on high-speed chases now. But as far as following you to pull you over, until the world looks level, I think.
I love our listeners. They are smart and they share lots of great information. Here's one. If you download the app called Geek on your smartphone, you can actually order Bluetooth headsets that are normally $70 and $100 in America from overseas for 10 and 12 shipped.
Hey, that's awesome.
That's for the truck drivers. There you go. 10 and 12. Way better than $27.50.
Be sure and Google the reviews on those.
Though, oh, okay. Of course.
Because I've done that with different items that I bought from overseas, and what I got was not what was advertised.
Yeah, I won't even go into this one.
Because if you send your money to India or China or Uzbekistan, you're not going to get it back.
Right. Another person says it's got more to do with your level of driving experience than the amount of distraction. Yeah, I can see that.
Here's our Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter from a police officer. Evidently, unless the original infraction occurred in their jurisdiction, then they couldn't follow you. But if the original infraction incurs within their jurisdiction, then they can follow you forever.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And law of hot pursuit.
This guy says, I Snapchat while I drive. Why else would they have the MPH filters?
No.
I say if a police officer is following you, you need to pull over and slow down and start following them.
Yeah, there you go. And Snuggle Snapchats. I don't. But
so many people Snapchat while they're driving.
Are you kidding?
Oh, all the time.
What is the MPH filter?
It's just like a filter to... there's a bunch of stuff you can do on there. It just makes it look better.
So it's got like a miles per hour, like you post how fast you're driving while you're Snapchatting.
Absolutely. Oh, great.
Snapchat's where it's at.
There it is.
I'm snapping now.
Are you?
No, not really.
And then somebody else says, what about doing makeup while driving? That's distracted and yes, guilty.
I agree. Yes.
Oh, I did pass a girl getting down on a cheeseburger the other day. She was holding me. She wasn't going very fast. She was busy with her lunch.
Yeah.
That's one that'll slow you down, too. Lots of people eat.
Okay, so I got to say this. If you're in the market for a car today, it's going to be absolutely horrible this afternoon. There's no reason to get out and drive lot to lot to lot. Give us a call at Autoflex. Tell us what you want to drive. We'll have it sitting there with a heater on when you get there.
Love it. And the seat warmers.
Yes.
You can go to autoflex.com to find the location nearest you. That's right. It is Snugchat, Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter. It's not Snapchat. Snugchat.
I like that.
Get your snuggles on. All right. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Snuggles for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.